AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The vote was 6-3 in the Supreme Court, striking down President Trump's sweeping tariffs. His message to those six justices?
They're against anything that makes America strong, healthy, and great again. They also are a, frankly, disgrace to our nation, those justices. They're an automatic no, no matter how good a case you have. It's a no.
Chief Justice John Roberts wrote, the framers did not vest any part of the taxing power in the executive branch. The president is not giving up on tariffs.
Great alternatives. Could be more money. We'll take in more money, and we'll be a lot stronger for it. We're taking in hundreds of billions of dollars. We'll continue to do so.
The AP's Josh Boak at the White House reports, what's next?
As a result, a lot of the chaos that we saw as those tariffs were imposed in 2025 are going to carry over into the midterms, into President Trump's messaging. And the gains that he's promised might not materialize.
Wall Street is keeping calm after the Supreme Court struck down the tariffs. Stocks are ticking higher in late-day trading. All truckers and past drivers will have to take their commercial driver's license test in English as the Trump administration expands its aggressive campaign to improve safety in the industry and get unqualified drivers off the road. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy announced the latest effort to ensure drivers understand English well enough to read road signs and communicate with law enforcement officers. Authorities looking into the deadly avalanche in California, Sierra Nevada will investigate whether criminal negligence played a role in the tragedy. A sheriff's office leading one of the several investigations said it couldn't share any more details. Police in Britain are searching the home of the former Prince Andrew a day after his arrest. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Lots of rice are being recalled.
Nearly 3.4 million pounds of Trader Joe's frozen chicken fried rice is being pulled from stores nationwide after four customers say they found glass inside the product. No injuries have been reported. The fried rice is produced by Ajinomoto Foods North America in Portland, Oregon. It's sold in 20-ounce plastic bags. The affected packages have best sell dates of September 8th through November 17th, 2026. And the establishment number inside the USDA mark of inspection is P18356. Customers are being asked to throw out the product or return it to where it was purchased. I'm Donna Water.
Canada has advanced to the gold medal game at the Milan Cortina Winter Olympics after Nathan MacKinnon scored the go-ahead goal with 35 seconds left in a 3-2 win over Finland. The United States plays Slovakia in the other semifinal. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.